Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson takes first base on ball four. Lanier moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Gabrielson moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hundley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick. Haller reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to third for the out. Bolin moves to second. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Braulio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mays trying to get to home. Altman throws the ball into Hundley who tags Mays, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McCovey moves to second. One out. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu is 0-for-1 in the game. Alu hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCovey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haller is walked intentionally. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Hart scores. Haller goes all the way around to score. Fuentes moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0-for-1 in the game. Braulio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Alou reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bolin hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gabrielson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Wes Covington pinch hits for Ernie Braulio. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington strikes out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Carl Warwick. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing center field. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Cal Kunz now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.